Looking for love, dating, upgrading your life is almost like searching for your keys. It's always in the last place that you left it. And that's why you need a girly like me to help you find it. Level Up with Joshia, the podcast.
Hey girlies, welcome back to another episode on the Level Up with Joshia podcast with your girl Joshia. Girlies, how are you? How y'all doing? I'm doing great. At this point, my life is a movie and that's all I have to say about that. So girlies. I hope everybody is doing wonderful, and I'm so excited for today's episode because we got to get back to reminders. As much as we talk about penises on this podcast, we talk about God, I always want to make sure that we always go back to the basics, and I really want the girlies to remember why the hell we started this Level Up journey from January. Okay, and the reason that I want to start the reminders is because we are literally reaching the 6 month mark. Next month is 6 months. So this podcast episode is dedicated to all the girls that need to get their life back on track very quickly. And I'm going to give you literally life hacks that I use to get my life back on track. Because baby, that first 3 months of the year, you might as well say I was practicing. That was practice for me, okay? Let me tell y'all something. I got nothing really completed in the first 3 months of this year. However, girl, when the 4th month rolled around, I started to get my life back on track. And that first 30 days, the things that I did made me feel awesome entering into the month of May, okay? And my energy levels is up, everything. So, girlies, I am going to tell you easy tricks to use to become that level of boss babe that you always wanted to be. Baby girl, let me tell you something. When you are a babe, you just attract bosses. Babes attract bosses. That is going to be it. You know what? Babes attract bosses. Babes attract the big niche. I am going to teach you how to attract big niches, and I'm going to just teach you how to get your life aligned. I'm so excited for this episode. So girlies, let's get straight into things. But before we get into things, remember, if you are serious about starting this level up journey, I have books for every aspect that you're trying to glow up in. If you're just trying to like get a head start, wondering what's the first 10 things you need to do with your life, get the book 23 Going on 2020. If you are getting over a breakup and trying to understand how to navigate it, get Past Me to Wine. If you're going into dating and you don't want to make the same mistakes that you did, you get Past Me the Vodka. Girlies, everything is outlined for you. There are numerous podcast episodes that you can listen to restart. Never think it is too late to restart. Imagine if I did let the trajectory of my first 3 months of this year to slow me down. I promise y'all, I would have been in shambles and y'all wasn't gonna have no podcast episode. Let me just say, girl. All right. Boss babes attract big musicians and bosses. So always remember that. Okay. So one of the things that I need you to do when your life is in shambles, I'm always going to go back to the basics. Go on a fast. That's the first thing you're going to do. We're going on a fast because fasting is not the answer, but God is the answer. And what happens when you go on a fast? You don't have to do extreme fast. I remembered when I did my first fast, I fasted for 25 days and I did not eat. I was on a dry fast from 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. And then after that, I would eat what I want, but I wouldn't be a glutton when it came to eating. So I became more conscious because my body was detoxing during that time. You understand? So it almost came across as intermediate fasting. And let me tell you something. In that month, I really was healthy in that particular month. And the reason that I want you to fast when you're really trying to become like this level up woman is because you're going to ask God for this one thing. God, give me clarity on the things that I need to do in order to get back aligned. This is something that I did when I lost my weight. Okay? Let me tell you, when I went on my fast, I don't tell anybody you're going on a fast because people would discourage you and people would cause you to try and break your fast. For some reason, they do. Even though they do it unwillingly, it's the spirit, okay? And the amount of answers that I got after that fast, baby girl, the amount of answers I got, I can't explain it, y'all. It was supernatural. So after I did a bunch of foolishness from January to March, in April, I don't think I fasted in April, but April I started to like get life on track. This is where I started to like really talk with God, and I was praying, and I got back on track with reading my Bible to catch up. And then the first 3 days in May, I fasted, and I just also gave thanksgiving to God about what I accomplished in that 30 days. Because in that 30 days, girlies, I got my finances back on track. I got closer to God. I started to have my dreams again about confirmations about what the Lord is doing in my life. And let me tell y'all something. When I was on my fast, I had vivid revelation dreams right before the fast. I had very vivid revelation dreams, and God literally gave me the answer to everything that I was confused about in my life. So if you really want to go, if you're trying to get your life back on track and you feel like your year is going haywire, go on a 3-day fast. Go on a day fast. A day fast is where you absolutely eat nothing for that day. If you're going to push for the 3 days, fast from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. and eat raw fruits and vegetables afterwards, okay? If you can't do the raw fruits and vegetables, then 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. and then you could eat afterwards. Whatever sacrifice you're willing to make to God, He is going to hear it, and you're going to get your answers. So that's the first thing that I did that is practical advice for you to do. All right. Number two, we're going to throw that self-depreciation out of the window. Anytime we decide that we are not good enough to complete the race, is because whatever situation we got in, we allowed it to say, oh, I am depreciated in self-value. Stop that BS. That is a bunch of BS. Let me tell you something. Anytime I mess up, I beat myself up. But you know what? I have to tell myself, there are people that are still stuck in insanity, and if I had an opportunity to get out of the loop, therefore, I'm doing well. Okay? Stop allowing that unforgiveness that you have in yourself to stop you from continuously moving forward. When you mess up, don't continue messing up. Get up and say, I messed up, and you keep it. Let me tell you something. Again, you won't even feel it as you continue to go on. You don't feel it. Let me tell you something. Throw self-depreciation out of the window. Throw it out the window right now. Look at yourself and say, you're the best thing in the world. You really have to big yourself up. You got to big yourself up. Listen to me. People, let me tell you something. I started calling myself Big Joe, and now I got people calling me Big Joe because that's what I believe. And it ain't about being arrogant, you know. I believe that I am a plus to anybody's life that come across me. And baby girl, you all better start believing it too, because if you following this podcast, you got to be big in your own right. Okay? Number three, get active. When I got my heartbreak, I got my hip in the gym. And the boost of energy and motivation I had to continuously keep going every week was spectacular. Okay? Get moving. Move your body. Move, move, move. Don't stay in the slump. Move. I know, and y'all might be saying, oh, Joe, I am so busy, baby. You are as busy as you make yourself seem. I am a woman that works night shift every evening, but I'm up every morning for the gym. I'm making breakfast every morning before I go to the gym. I'm still doing these podcasts. I'm still editing and writing and doing all of these things. You got to get moving. Baby, let me tell you what happens when you stop moving. Your mind starts to become stagnant too. When I was in chaos, I wasn't even as effective in my exercises. And that's why the fast is needed. Anytime I go on a fast, I ask God to align me. And after I finished this recent fast, you know what my prayer was? God, keep me zealous towards my goal. Keep me away from procrastination. Keep that fire in me to keep going. Keep moving. Okay, number four, stay classy, never trashy. Rewrite all your old habits. Baby, when I realize I'm developing a seriously bad habit, I take baby steps. Improve behavior takes time. Don't get upset because you ate good 5 days and decided to eat a cake on the sixth day. Baby, you ate good for 5 days. The sixth day, eating the cake is not going to make you seem as if that you are not improving your habit. It takes 21 days to begin a new habit. The bad habit that you have was not created overnight. That bad habit was created of a series of overnight of practicing. Okay? Slipping up is a part of the level up. Slipping up is a part of the level up. You're going to mess up. Don't allow these people in the world to make you think that their lives are perfect. I have messed up continuously while still having the platform to encourage women. However, I do not stay in my ignorance. I'm very transparent on this podcast because I don't want y'all to be thinking it is hard. It is going to take work, but baby, it isn't hard. It is as hard as you make it seem. Nothing in this life that you want for good. I'm going to be very honest with you. You have to exchange something. I was just having a conversation with my friend on the phone. And you know what I read the book, The Alchemist. And the law of alchemy said for anything that you want, you have to exchange something. I even watch an anime that called The Alchemist, and it was the same concept. When you want a wealthy man, you will not have access to most of his time. When you want to make yourself happy, you have to say no more times. When you want the good body, you have to ease up on your desires to eat what is not good for you. When we want to save, we have to suppress the desire to spend. For every good thing, when you want to follow Christ, you have to kill thyself. You have to kill the flesh. Anything in this life worth getting, you have to exchange something. So therefore, there will be mess ups on this journey. I'm never going to make it seem as if that I have been perfect from 2020 to now, because that's when this journey started. I have still picked some of the wrong men, but baby, I pride myself on? I got away from those men quicker than I expected. I used to be stupid for 5 years, then I started to be stupid for 3 months. You understand? You understand? Okay? In the time that I have been on this level up journey, I have broke my celibacy and regretted it and got right back on track. And I got stronger when I had those moments of weakness, because it reminded me of why I was celibate and why I was abstaining. On this journey, I'd still pick some of the wrong men, because the thing about my platform, girlies, and this is something I want you to learn, and this is why I tell you slippers are a part of the journey. I put my personal life on the line for you every day because men can now study me. I have had men that pretended for a full 365 days. They stuck to that role and show me they was on some BS, literally on 366th day. Okay? But I didn't stay. I went from being stupid for 5 years, like I say, being stupid for the first 90 days or being stupid for 60 days, but I still get it going. On this level up journey, I have gained weight from 2020 to now. The type of body that I have, it stores fat more quickly. I take longer to burn calories. So I do more intense workouts to even cut down like this. I have gained weight, but I haven't stopped. You know what I'm so proud of for myself this year? This is the most consistent I have ever been with losing weight. I have exercised consistently for almost 14 months now. Usually I would do 3 months, stop, get fat, come back. But now I have made exercising a part of my lifestyle. And even in this time, I don't frig up the money. I've made bad money decisions. But then guess what? Through me making bad money decisions in the slip up, I have become a good steward of my finances now in this season. The slippers are part of the journey. But you will never sweet baby on me, because I make it roll off my shoulders like water. Okay? The next thing that you're going to do, because I don't know what number I'm on, is you're going to raise your standards and stick to them. Okay? Raise the standard, stick to it. If your standard is only having $100 in your account, you need to raise the standard to say, now $200 is when I need to know I need to re-up this money. And then the next month, you say $300 is going to be the standard, and then I know I need to re-up money. Make your bank balance. This is the challenge that I'm going to do for you. Make it your business that your bank balance can't go below something until you reach a comma inside of your account. And I mean that. Then after you reach the comma, then you need to double the digit in the front of the comma. Raise the standard. Raise the standard. You know what I told myself? When I raise my standard, I notice that people around me follow suit, you know. Anytime I raise the standard, even when it comes to men, when I decide to really work on Joe and I really pour into myself, I don't be attracting no Pookie and Ray Ray, you know. Anytime you see me start slipping up on myself, I attract a Pookie and Ray Ray. Anytime I compromise, and you know what I said? You know what I told myself? If I can attract the biggest meech in the sea, it should be no flipping reason for me to go back to be attracting a goldfish. If I catching the biggest meech in the sea, if I catching the flicking blue marlin, what the hell I doing going back to a goldfish? Because once you don't catch that blue marlin, baby, that is your standard. That is the standard. You never go below that. And my best friend told me that. I mean, I was in the office talking one day after work. And she said, you know what, Joe? A man tell me this. He said, you see all I doing for you? You don't never go below the standard. So when you reach a new level, you don't never go back to the old devil. Okay? When you reach a new level, we don't go back to old devils. The next thing you're going to do on this level of journey to get your life back on track at the 6-month mark is you're going to be very, 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 very cautious on what you allow to be revealed to the public. Nobody know what I up to because I intentionally do that. I intentionally do that. I intentionally do not post. I intentionally came off of social media because I don't need the world to know what I'm working on until I finish it. I intentionally not telling the world what is going on in my life to an extent unless they follow me on the real OGs follow me on the platform here. My real OG girlies, they follow me on this podcast, baby. The real OGs. And we know what's going on in your life. The other people on TikTok, if you only follow me on TikTok, you don't know what the hell going on. You probably think I'm on hiatus, and yes, I am. But like De'Ara said, anytime you see me take a break, know that I never come back empty-handed. You hear me? Anytime I take a lick, I always come with a lick back. And in this season of your life, I want you to be cautious as God is working on you. You be very, very discreet. That's what you're going to do on this level up journey. And you don't come back out until you have proven to yourself that you are strong enough to come back out. And then last but not least, as superficial as it sounds, girl, find a new look. Work on your wardrobe. Practice your makeup. Go on YouTube. You don't need to buy all the expensive makeup in the world. You go on YouTube and you practice every day in front of the mirror. Level up your makeup. Level up your wardrobe. Level up your money. Okay? Every 3 months, focus on something, and that's what I do. So in this 3 months right here, I am focused slowly on fitness. So I'm not over exerting myself with business stuff. Now after that, in the next 3 months, as we go down into the Christmas season and Black Friday, I'm gonna be focused on business because your girl gotta get this money. Okay? Your girl gotta get this money. Okay? Girlies, I want y'all to live. I want you to love the life you live. So at the end of the day, when you start to love the life you live, you're going to attract men that only want to pour love and life into you. You the baddest in the room, baby. You the baddest in the room. Boss babes attract big niches. Go after the marlin. Stop going after the goldfish. Stop going after the goldfish. Go after the marlin. Go after the marlin. And baby, once you do that, I promise you, you will feel better about yourself. I feel like I'm on top of the world now. I went to God and I tell God, I can let you pour into me and I can pour into me. And whatever comes around, it's going to align. But this the Level Up with Joshia podcast, and the only thing that we do is level up business. Even if we take a setback, we always come with a major comeback. You still have time, baby girl. You still have time. And one of my favorite YouTubers, her name is Haley Gamma. She said, if it ain't a hell yes, it's a hell no. No more in between. No more indecisive. Let's get to it. Throw out the junk food. Throw out the trash. Even if it's that nigga. Throw him out. Pardon my language. Throw out the nigga too. Take out the garbage. Declutter the house. Open the windows.
Start running. You don't need no gym membership. Go running. Go for a walk. Go run on the beach. I can tell you something. You'll work out. Go run in the sand. Little steps. In the pandemic, I didn't have a gym. But baby, that was the fittest I ever been in my life. Learn you. Love you. Get your money right. You know what I noticed when your money right? You don't be desperate for men with money. And you don't be desperate to have a man to try help you with this money when your money right. Get your money right, baby. Get back in the game. Get closer to God because God ain't gonna never fail you. He ain't gonna never lead you astray. He gonna make sure when you walk with God, God walk with you. And I am a living testimony of that in the past 30 days. I decided to stop walking by myself and I walk with God. And I could tell you something, and I can't wait for the day that I give my testimony about this year. But baby, when I started to walk with God, God walked with me. And he enlightened up on me in no area in my life yet. Get the Bible out and start reading. Even if you don't understand, just start reading. And at some point, you're going to understand the word of God. And at some point, you're going to realize scripture start pointing out to you. I love your girlies and I want the best for you. Because I want the best for me. And anything around me got to be proper. Everything proper, no propaganda. Thank you for coming to another talk on the Level Up with Yoshia podcast, girlies. I love you. Don't forget to check out my books on Amazon. I will be making the website live again in June. I'm going to put the website back online. But girlies, I love you all so much. It's going to have more products. I love you so much and I want the best for you. You continue to be the body that you are in your own right. And don't forget to walk with God. Because when you walk with God, he will walk with you. I challenge you to go on that fast. Like I tell you, when you go on the fast, watch how God reveal things to you. But I can tell you something. Be prepared to leave the things that are not for you. I just get so scared when I tell God that prayer. But I got to be ready. Because I know he only wants the best for me. And he says it. It's in the word. He only wants the best for me. I love y'all and y'all do good this week. See y'all next week. Bye.